Is Aer Lingus going to be sold? This morning it told the Stock Exchange that it's received an offer of €2.55 a share from IAG. That's the company that owns British Airways and is run by the former boss of Aer Lingus, Willie Walsh, and that its board is considering the offer, the third from IAG. Just over a quarter of those shares are owned by the state. The Impact Trade Union, which represents cabin crew, pilots and some ground staff at Aer Lingus, has written to the Transport Minister because they're worried about a takeover. Let's speak to Niall Shanahan from Impact. Now, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
Why are you concerned?
Well, a primary concern for Impact in the face of a possible takeover of Aer Lingus by IAG would be the loss of jobs that would immediately affect Aer Lingus. Aer Lingus currently employs about 3,900 staff between cabin crew, pilots and ground staff. And the majority of those are employed in the Dublin area. Now, if we look at what happened in terms of rationalising when British Airways merged with Iberia to form IAG, there was a loss there of 4,500 jobs. Now, your correspondent earlier mentioned things like maintenance services and IT and other backroom services.
Yes.
Could be moved. And in that scenario, our best estimate is that if IAG were to take over Aer Lingus, it would look to make the same sort of cost savings, the same sort of rationalisation measures. That would mean a loss of anywhere between 1,000 to 1,200 jobs. That's more than 25% of the current Aer Lingus workforce.
Okay.
But there are wider job implications as well. When we look at the connectivity provided through the Heathrow slots and our connectivity to the US, we're talking about, you know, future potential job losses in tourism and through the loss of foreign direct investment if we lose that strategic connectivity.
We'll talk about the connectivity in just a moment, but it looks very likely that the government is going to sell its share in Aer Lingus at some stage. It's been certainly hinting that way for some time now. Are you concerned about this takeover or any takeover? Because if they sell, given the current airline market, it's likely to be to a big company. Aren't they all going to do what you fear they're going to do?
Well, I think in that situation, the government has to consider very carefully what the implications of any sale would be. The immediate return based on the current offer to the state is of the order of €300 million. But the loss in terms of jobs and revenue, this will be a massive transfer of existing profitable routes of passengers, including 1 million passengers a year who come in from the UK provincial airports to use Dublin's Terminal 2 as a connective hub to the US. Now, that's business that British Airways and IAG would like to take back in to Heathrow's Terminal 5. But in any sale, we would see the loss of all of those resources. So the knock-on effect to the Irish economy, and this refers to largely to tourism, but also to Irish business. You would see the potential for job losses in small and medium enterprises up and down the country.
So you don't want them to sell at all, is that right?
Well, what I'm saying is, Gavin, is that this is a decision that the government has to take very, very seriously indeed and has to weigh up all the considerations. I was delighted to hear the tarnish to actually reflect all of those necessary considerations yesterday in quite strong terms.
But if they sell, and I know this is only an if, what Michael O'Leary said about a share price being the determining factor, isn't he right? Because whoever they sell to, they can give all sorts of assurances on holding on to Heathrow slots or jobs or whatever, but they can change their mind, and once it's sold, there's nothing you can do about it. Isn't that fair?
Oh, that's correct. I mean, any assurance, this is why the government stake, the 25% government stake, is so strategically important, because it's actually, it's the only guarantee that we currently have that we can maintain our current connectivity through those very valuable Heathrow slots. I mean, based on some of your coverage this morning, the amount that would the state would yield from the sale based on this current offer is roughly about the value of those slots, but actually their value to the Irish economy far outstrips that €300 million.
Okay, Niall Shanahan from the Trade Union Impact Communications Office with the Impact Trade Union. Thank you very much for speaking to us. 26 minutes.